Lust or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So Will needs some help with a girl he's actually been seeing for a little while.
Okay.
And wants our help. Good morning, Will.
Hey, good morning.
So what's going on with you and Katie? What's the background? What's the story?
Yeah. So I've been seeing Katie for about, I don't know, like four or five months, basically, you know, all this summer. And okay. Then the COVID, she's been like my COVID girl. And I don't know, but I've known her for about almost 10 years, like 8 or 9 years.
Wow. So you've known her for a long time.
Yeah, like for a long, because we went to school together, actually. So we went to college together.
Oh, okay.
She was a basketball player, which, you know, basketball player, like for days. She's beautiful. She's really hot. And I played baseball. And then, so, you know, all the athletes went to these parties together. So that's how I saw her. And I met her through a group of friends.
Okay. Nice.
She'd walk into a party and I'd be like, that girl right there, that girl right there. I always wanted to get with her. But she always had a boyfriend, you know? Every time I saw her, they're like, oh, she has a boyfriend. And I was like, okay, whatever, I'll leave her alone. And then she ended up marrying the guy right out of school.
Oh, wow, okay.
Right. So essentially, she's that one that got away, and she moved to Iowa with this idiot. And then get this, they got a divorce, though, like a couple years ago. And she moved back. And I actually ran into her one weekend when we were at the lake with my friends. And she was in her bathing suit, and she looked exactly the same. And I was like, yes, hello.
This is the one that got away, and you got a chance to get her back.
And she's come back, so I was like, this is a sign. I obviously got to take it. And so after the lake, you know, we started talking. We've been hooking up and hanging out a lot. And it's been really good. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. So what happened recently then? That's changed.
Yeah, so here's the thing. So last weekend, everything's good. We go to this bonfire that some of my friends put on, and she was so quiet, you know? And usually she's really chatty, super smiley. She was quiet, really reserved, super to herself. And then we got to town. She said she had, like, a big day or something with work the next day. So she asked if I could just drop her off at her place, which is weird because she usually stays with me.
Right.
So I did that. And then I haven't heard from her all week.
All week?
Nothing. Yeah.
Hmm.
Wow.
So I don't really know what her deal is, to be honest.
Huh.
Did something happen? Did you guys get into a tiff? Like anything like that?
Yeah, I was trying to think like, okay, did I do anything before the bonfire? The bonfire itself was cool. She was just kind of quiet on the way home. She didn't bring anything up. I couldn't think of anything. So I don't know.
Do you think maybe somebody could have told her something about you, like a mutual friend or something that happened, like even while she was married? I mean, I can admit sometimes I'll hold a grudge about things that happened before I was even in the picture. So anything like that, you think?
Nothing initially is coming to my mind, but I'm sure anything's possible.
Did she know that you, she recognized that you guys knew each other before, right?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
100%.
Yeah, you guys knew each other from college. Okay.
Huh.
Ha.
Hmm.
All right.
I don't know.
And the relationship's been fine. I mean, even before the bonfire. So something happened either on the way to the bonfire, at the bonfire, something like that.
Yeah.
That's what Lisa is sticking out for us. Okay. Was she checking her phone a lot? Maybe she was getting a text message or something?
Maybe from her... You know, it could maybe be something about... You said that... I mean, obviously, you're going to say her ex is a D-bag. But, like, you know, maybe exes have a habit of doing that. Maybe...
Trying to slide
back
in.
He was, like, texting her and saying stuff that was bugging her or whatever threw her off.
Huh.
Okay. Well... What we'll do is we will go ahead and reach out to Katie for you, Will. And the best case scenario is it's something small. We can help out with that and maybe get you a dinner out on us as kind of a chance to see if you can figure this out. If anything, it's not a good thing. At least you'll know. You'll have an idea of what the problem is, and maybe you can fix it on your own.
That'd be awesome. I'd appreciate that.
Coming up next.
Go!
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
What do you think went wrong between Will and Katie? You can get your guesses in on Twitter and Facebook, KX969. Do it in GIF form. The funnier, the better. And we'll try to sort it out. And you can get your guesses in now for Dead Ember Dump.
For me.
We're trying to help out Will, who listened to the show, and his girlfriend and him. The background on them, they've known each other since college, like 8-9 years ago. They were in college together. She always had a boyfriend. She actually married a guy right out of school, and then she moved to Iowa with this dumbass, as he said. But they divorced a couple years ago, and now she's moved back. And he ran into her one weekend with their friends at the lake. Things are looking good. He says, we were hooking up, hanging out a lot. She looks pretty damn good. And then went to a bonfire with some friends of his. She got real quiet. Then when they got back to town, she said she had a big day with stuff from work and asked to be dropped off at her place, even though she's been pretty much like they've been staying at each other's places here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And now he hasn't heard from her all week and doesn't know what's going on. Another guest came in.
We got one that just came screeching in right under the finish line. Brittany's guessing she's pregnant. That would be quite the twist. I don't think we've had anybody on Date Him or Dump yet that's been pregnant, have we?
No, we have not. Other than
the
person they're seeing. We did that one lady who was
pregnant.
Pregnant and
that's
dating.
True.
And on her third boyfriend, basically, after two other kids. All right, so let's find out what the real issue is between Will and Katie.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Katie.
This is she.
Katie, hi, it's JP, Liz, Huskernick, the Kix Morning Show. How's it going?
Oh, hi, I mean, it's great. Did I win something? Is my day getting better?
The heart of someone.
Possibly getting better. Possibly.
Maybe, yeah. We're actually calling about... a friend of yours and a friend of ours now who wanted us to reach out to you and see what's going on. Have you been dating anybody lately?
Yes, I have been.
Okay, we're calling on behalf of, well, the guy you've been, I think, dating, Will. We're calling for Will. He reached out to us and was wanting to see how you were doing because he hasn't heard from you.
He seriously called you guys?
Yeah. He cares about you. Thought he wants to know what's going on.
He has, like, no idea what's going on. Like, he thinks nothing's happening right now.
He's clueless at the moment.
Yeah. He has no idea what happened.
Listen, I like, can't even deal with Will right now. Like,
uh-oh. So something did happen then. Okay.
Yeah. I thought we had this, like, great thing going on, but knowing now, especially knowing now that he has no clue what even is going on, makes like the whole situation even worse and just like really nails it in that we shouldn't be together.
Wow.
What happened?
Yeah. I mean, okay, so did he tell you we went to a bonfire with all of his friends recently?
Yeah, yes. He did. He did mention the bonfire and that he thought it was a good time.
Well, so, you know, we've been together now for 5 months, and we've been, like, you know, quarantining together and, you know, seeing each other, and so I thought, you know, since this was the first time I was, like, seeing his friends, he would, like, introduce me as his girlfriend, but instead he just kept saying, this is my friend.
Wow. Okay. So
had you guys approached that thing? Like you guys had talked about it and you guys were dating like full on
DTR'd?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not like we're in middle school anymore where we have to be like, you know, are you my boyfriend, are you my girlfriend type of thing. Like
I mean kinda though.
Pandemic.
Really?
I mean
they were hanging out for now months.
I know, but it doesn't hurt to be like, so you know
should we define this
type of
thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. All right. So you thought that you guys were boyfriend, girlfriend, and he's introducing you as a friend. So
did he call her to us? Your Corona compadre or something like that?
Yeah, his like...
Yeah.
Corona girl?
COVID girl or COVID whatever. COVID girl. Something.
So what we should
he
probably...
has a label for you.
We should, probably not the one she wants. We should probably bring Will on. And Will, did you happen to hear everything Katie was saying?
Yeah, I actually heard everything Katie said.
Okay.
Katie, I did not think that we were exclusive, though. You know, like, You came out of a marriage, and we had this whole thing of like, yo, let's take it easy, let's take it slow, and I was fully on board with that, so.
Katie?
I could barely even hear him. He was mumbling. He tends to do that. I feel like when he's in trouble. What did you say, Will?
Oh,
I speak a little louder, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. I was just saying I didn't think we were exclusive, Katie, right? Because you just got out of this marriage, and you're like, let's take things slow. And I was like, all right, nice and easy, no big deal.
I mean, I've been divorced for a couple of years now, and, like, I just totally caught off guard by this whole thing. Like, are you dating other people? Are there other, like, girls in this situation?
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, yes, 100%. I thought that you were dating. I thought I was dating. I thought we were just kind of, you know, no pun intended, but playing the field here, you know?
So miscommunication.
Yeah. That's not a miscommunication. He, like, when he approached me, like, he told me I was his dream girl, like, all this stuff back in college. He was very, very sweet and kind. And, like, all of that aside, we're in a pandemic right now. This is all about trust. Like, I stay at your place. I let you stay at my place. But you're seeing other women? You're, like, cheating on me to the max right now.
Katie, first of all, you are the dream girl, 100%. You're the dream girl through college, but look, you got married, you got involved with someone else. I wasn't going to put all my eggs in one basket and then let that happen again. And I'm being super safe, for what it's worth. I don't know if you believe me or you care, but I'm being super safe, so I don't know what to tell you. I just want to have some fun. I want to make sure you have some fun, and I want to make sure you know that we both still have options.
Oh, my God. You are either clueless or just a complete asshole. Like, am I the only one who's hearing this? This is absolutely crazy and insane and just, like, disrespectful, man. I'm, like, shocked.
I think we all are, too. Everybody got really quiet in the studio. Wow. So...
I mean, you didn't mention to us that you had been seeing other people.
Yeah. That's something you left out there, Will.
That's fair. I mean, if you had asked, I definitely would have said something.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to step away. There's nothing we can really do.
No.
This is a definite miscommunication as far as the two of you and your relationship is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you probably should talk that out a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't think dinner out on us is going to help you any. This is truly just you guys
figuring out what you're doing here.
Maybe an in-person conversation about this.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, hopefully things work out in a good way for either one of you or mm-hmm. together or whatever. But, Will, you and Katie got some talking to do.
For sure.
Okay. Well, good luck, Katie. Thank you so much for taking our call. Sorry to air kind of your personal stuff on the air, but at least now he knows how you're feeling.
Yeah. And I bet this conversation won't last very long, and maybe I'll call in the... We'll figure out how to find a second date with someone new or something.
Okay. Well,
oh boy.
Thank you both for giving us your time, and best of luck.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Thanks.
That one took a curve and a turn.
Yeah, what the heck?
So there's that. Lip gloss and hot sauce. I stand by my above statement. He is the worst D-bag yet.
Yeah, I think Becky summed it up best. 100% D-bag.
Okay. You can let us know your thoughts on what went down and we're dump them.
When he said, what did he say? Softball player for days or something? What did he say?
Basketball player for days.
That was a tip. That tipped you off, didn't it?
Yeah, the way he was talking about it was really creepy.
It was.
You can let us know how you feel about what went down between Will and Katie. For being excited about her, he sure screwed the pooch on this one.
Yeah, he really did.
What Tyler said. You can get your comments in as well. On Date 'Em or Dump 'Em with Kicks.